Yeah, he is back. Who had 2 o'clock today in the Harris pool? Trevor Harris has signed a 1-year contract extension to remain the QB1 of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I had a feeling Locker was going to be today. I had a feeling.
Everyone ignored you because
there was only one person who picked today.
Yeah.
Me and Kirk. That was it.
The word, no.
Wheels doesn't count.
No. Technically, Wheels would, if he could win, he would have won this whole thing, which makes it even more annoying.
We don't have to talk about that.
Okay.
But Trevor Harris and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have come to terms on a 1-year contract extension as he will remain the quarterback of the Riders into his 40s after winning the Grey Cup and being the Grey Cup MVP of the 2025 season.
Just 1 year?
Yes, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have made sure they're keeping the Grey Cup MVP.
Harris on the second down, and he completes that pass too. Here's Harris throwing. Now it's caught by Dante Myers. Harris, and he gets it underneath the MLS, and afterwards rounds the corner, and a big pickup. Here's Harris. It's caught coming back to the football. That's a Joe and Joe. Harris quickly again. He and Schaefer Baker. And here come the Riders across midfield. The Riders fell behind 7-1, but their offense has been moving.
Yes, and it was a historic Grey Cup for Trevor Harris. Of course, he had the highest completion percentage by a quarterback in a Grey Cup ever.
Old T-Mobile.
Yes, it was a great season for Trevor Harris. A great year for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And he will be talking to reporters tomorrow morning. But it was made official 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Riders have extended Trevor Harris.
All right, we'll move on to the NHL. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly dropped a bomb that if the rink doesn't get done in Italy, NHL players will not be going to the Winter Olympics in February.
And that's not just shooting from the hip by Bill Daly. That's just stating the reality that if they do not pick up the pace, if the arena isn't safe, if it isn't completed, then there is the potential that the National Hockey League will not participate.
That's TSN insider Darren Dreger. Hockey Canada sent some representatives to Italy to scope out the travel time from their accommodations to the rink and where they're going to be eating, doing reconnaissance on the ground for the team. And they were into the rink and it's not done. And they were like, are you guys going to be ready? And that opened up a can of worms and a bunch of question marks. The NHL has been assured by the Olympic Committee that all arenas will be completed. I wonder if there's an issue with the curling rinks.
No, the curling rink's an old rink. It's
already there?
Yeah, it's okay. A historic rink. They're fine. I checked into that. Ben Hebert's coming up a little bit later
on. Okay, that's good. So tested and approved to the standards required for NHL participation. So we'll keep an eye on this story, obviously, as we close in on February. I can't. There's no way they can pull out at this point.
Yeah,
there's got to be a plan B.
There is no plan B from the Olympic Committee. They said there's no plan B. And if they screw this up, the IIHF and the Olympics, they're to blame. They had a deal with the National Hockey League. If they don't have the rinks ready in that deal, Gary Bettman and Bill Daly have every right and the NHLPA to go, nope, try again in 4 years, boys. What if?
You can't. You can't. You can't do this.
They can, and they might. In the National Hockey League last night, it was another Jets loss, but a Habs win.
Caulfield cuts wide. All the way almost to the boards. Now back into the slot. Speeds up. Scores! Vilardi 1-for-1 in the shootout this year. Needs a goal to keep it going.
Yes, the Montreal Canadiens in a shootout, a 3-2, ends a little bit of a slide for the Canadians, but the Jets have now lost six of their last seven games. They will host Buffalo tomorrow. The Canadians will take on the Toronto Maple Leafs on Hockey Night in Canada on Saturday.
We have a goalie goal.
Xavier Wendt is out of the goal. He's looking. He's going to try it. Xavier Wendt for the empty net. He scores! There's no way! A goalie goal at the Toyota Center!
So that was last night. Swift Current Broncos getting shut out by the Tri-City Americans. And Xavier Wendt is the goalie with the 11th goaltender goalie goal in WHL history. If you get to see the highlight, it's kind of cool. It looks like he almost took a knee. Flick it.
He was behind his net. Like, that behind was a 196-footer,
yeah,
which is the length of the Olympic ice compared to what it's supposed to be, 200 feet. We'll just leave that alone. And let's get to a Blue Jays baseball. Is anybody tracking Kyle Tucker's plane?
The ball's two strikes to Kyle Tucker. In the air, right field, way back, it is gone!
Yeah, the left-handed hitter of the Chicago Cubs was spotted at the Toronto Blue Jays facility in Dunedin, Florida. He remains one of the bigger free agents still available, as well as Bo Bichette, as the Toronto Blue Jays continue to try to pay up to keep this roster World Series ready. Kyle Tucker, left-handed bat, would be a huge addition to that batting lineup for the Blue Jays, and a solid right fielder as well. Something to watch, although Jays fans are trying not to get their hopes up after Ohtani watch from 2 years ago.
Things are different, though.
Yeah, Rodgers wants to pay money to keep this thing going.
NFL Week 14 Thursday Nighter.
Prescott rolling.
Oh, looking.
Throwing. Caught. Touchdown.
Here's a little trickery.
Straight crowd back to God. Flea flickers. Got LaPorta. Wide open. Sam LaPorta. Foot race towards the end zone. Diving. Touchdown.
Unreal.
Cowboys in Detroit to take on the Lions, a 7:15 start. If the NFL playoffs started today, both the Lions and the Cowboys are outside looking in. So we got two bubble teams going at it. So we broke down the probability of making the playoffs with a win. If the Lions win, they go from, they jump to 53% from 38% chance of making the playoffs. If they lose, that drops to 18%. A little more dire for the Cowboys. They're at 20% right now. With a win, they go to 35%. With a loss, they go down to 8%. So this could turn out to be a decent Thursday nighter, which we don't always get in the NFL. So looking forward to tonight's matchup.
So there's breaking news in Saskatchewan. Trevor Harris is staying a Rider.
Harris, end zone!
More on the Rough Riders re-signing of Trevor Harris next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone as Trevor Harris and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have come to terms on a one-year extension. Trevor Harris will be back in Saskatchewan as the starting quarterback for 2026 after winning a Grey Cup for the first time as a starter. And you remember 2 weeks ago, he and AJ Ouellette stood in this very studio with us, Locker, and Harris reflected on his Grey Cup week, his journey, and finally winning it.
Yeah, I took a few steps onto the field, and I was just like, okay, act like you'd been there before. And I was kind of was just overcome by emotion, and that's kind of just what you saw. And I haven't told anybody this, but on day four, the night before the game, I was sitting in my room just kind of reflecting, and I found myself crying. And it was just so much gratitude for what this group has meant to me, the friendships, the bonds that this team has created, and how grateful I am to play for Mark Mueller, for Coach Mace, for the green and white. And I was like, I just need to go take a walk. And so I put a hoodie on to try and not get noticed, and just took a 20-minute walk, and I just put on some gospel music, and I just sobbed. And just out of gratitude, it wasn't out of sadness. It was just so thankful to be able to play in this moment, because you grow up and, you know, as Americans, you grow up dreaming of the Super Bowl. But I've been up here for 14 years, so that's shifted. I want to win Grey Cups. That's what that's what I want to do. And the fact that I have kids that understand what's going on, the fact that I get to play for the team that when I was playing in Toronto, I was like, someday I want to be the quarterback of the Riders. And to be able to be in this moment was just like one of those things. I was just overcome by emotion of gratitude. And it was just such a great time going out there and just kind of reflecting real quick for those 20 minutes and just taking a nice walk.
And, of course, we also asked about trying to wind down after a Grey Cup while focusing on it immediately on the talk of running it back to go back to back.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's ideally what you'd want to do is like that's immediately – like I feel like I kind of have a little bit of a sickness, and you kind of ask like, what do we do to kind of unwind? I don't. It's just I've never been wired that way. I've just always felt like, you know, underdog, keep the mentality of keep working. I've already started off-season workouts, started them yesterday, and AJ's same way. You know, we're just like, what are you going to do? Like, just sit here and not – like, we like to work out. And so we just went in and got after it a little bit, and it was fun. And that's immediately what you start thinking is like, this was cool. How do you do it again? You know? But it's like, oh. So far away, a lot of work to do, but at the same time, there's a lot of opportunity in the time and the off season to, if it works out, to get better and find how do you kind of fill those holes and find the gaps in the game of how to get better and, you know, just try and get yourself a little bit more youthful. And I'd like to be able to come back next year and be able to run a little bit better and push the ball down the field a little bit better. And so there's things that, you know, I know AJ's probably brainstorming and we'll talk the whole way home. I can promise you that of things that we're going to do this offseason, just kind of racking our brains a little bit, and how can we get better?
Yeah, when he was in the here locker 10 days ago or whatever, 2 weeks ago, like that answer, we were like, okay, you're coming back. And he was like, well.
We all knew it was just inevitable. It was a matter of time.
There is a process. You have to go and family and wind down and really think about it. But he wants to go back to back. This whole team wants to go back to back. And now – the biggest thing is now you got Trevor Harris on the horn calling Sam Emelis and the other potential free agents going, let's run it back.
Let's go
do it.
Saw some tape of him today, just like a highlight piece, keeping an eye on the Rough Riders. And you know what? Like he's got some miles on him, obviously. No one's denying it. He won't deny it. But he looks really good. Like, he's in really good shape. And I don't know.
Well, look what's happening in hockey. Like, Crosby's 38. Ovechkin's 39.
Yeah.
They're still going. Why can't Trevor Harris?
There was a shift in how athletes started taking care of themselves. And in hockey, you can sort of pinpoint certain guys. Like, in hockey, it's Sidney Crosby. I wonder if there's a guy in football that kind of changed how you take
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, right? How these guys take care of themselves. It's different.
And he's got the TB12 stuff, and I know Trevor Harris has looked into that and kind of done his own thing, but based off the TB12.
Yeah.
So Saskatchewan, Britton Gray is going to join us, but we're also wanting to open up the fan line to you. 1-877-332-8255. How you feeling today with the news that came down 26 minutes ago that Trevor Harris has signed a one-year extension with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
VIP coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife.
Jamie and Locker with the ear in the green zone. As predicted, Trevor Harris has signed today for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Did you have inside information?
I did not have any inside information.
Even Wheels thought you had inside information.
The only inside information I had was that he signed on December 6th last year, and I just thought it made sense. That's it. That's all I want. Like, December 6th? Ooh, that's on Saturday. They're not going to announce it on Saturday. It's got to be this week. They're not going to announce it on a Friday. They're going to announce... an educated guess is what I went off of. But Trevor Harris, one-year extension. Let's bring on our Green Zone Rider reporter, Britton Gray.
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Britton Gray.
Hi, Britton.
Trevor must have heard we were recording our year-end edition of The Blitz to kind of wrap everything up, and he's like, here you go, guys.
Yeah, we were like, when should we do
that tonight?
And we're going to record it tonight. They're like, let's go Thursday.
That's funny.
I'm like, not sure. If we do it Wednesday, I think you might sign. I don't know. Let's wait. Hey, procrastination paid off. We will have all the details on the Trevor Harris signing the Blitz podcast.
You need to read the Frog book.
Well, this is a big frog taken care of from Jeremy O'Day and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Britton, your initial reaction when you saw 1 year extension for Trevor Harris?
The 1 year extension, that just makes sense. He said it last time around. Every contract for him at this point in his career, it's a 1 year contract. You have those discussions every year now. So how are you feeling? What happened this season? So I don't read too much into the 1 years, especially in the CFL. I mean, Brett Lawther said it when I talked to him after the when he's cleaning out his locker. Every contract's a 1 year contract in the CFL. So don't read too much into that. He could still play a long time if he continues to stay healthy and perform at that level. But this was the big domino, because now you know how much you're paying your quarterback. How much of a raise can you give this guy? How much of a raise can you give this guy now that you kind of know what you're doing as Jeremy O'Day in terms of the salary suggestion? Not really a cap, the salary, before you start getting taxed.
So here's a question for you based on the work that Jeremy O'Day still has left in front of him. What did we have for a rough number of free agents?
It was like 40.
It was a lot.
Is it that much?
It was a lot of guys.
Okay, so let's just pick
17 of the 24 starters from the Grey Cup were potential free agents.
Well, let's just pick a round number of 25, 30 guys that he had to go after. If you don't sign Trevor Harris, what percentage comes back? If you do sign Trevor Harris, what percentage comes back? Does it have that much of an impact on other players' decisions?
That's really tough to say in the CFL that it would have a huge impact. What I think it does is some guys maybe take a little bit less than they might want to go out and get because they realize, okay, we have our starter here. I'm comfortable. We're going to running back. I know what he can do. I am going to take a little bit less because, A, I think we're going to get into the playoffs again, and, B, I want another Grey Cup ring, and right now, defending champions, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders present that opportunity. I think it allows more to come back in the fact that some guys might not go out chasing the money as they maybe would if you had a bunch of question marks around the quarterback spot.
Yeah, I would say, I'll answer it. I think it would impact a ton.
Okay.
If they go, who's our quarterback? If Sam Emelis is going, who's my quarterback? And BC goes, you want to play with Nathan Rourke? You don't know who's your quarterback in Saskatchewan. Okay. Or anywhere. Pick a team that has their quarterback solidified. I think it would impact me if I was the star receiver going, oh, yeah, we can run it back in Saskatchewan, but
yeah,
without Trevor, oof, I don't know. So I think now Trevor's on the phone. You know he is. If he hasn't been already this week going, I'm back, let's go. Let's run it back. And that's the thing. Where do the Riders' chance? What do you think the Riders' realistic chances are? They're talking about it. Realistic chances. They are able to go back to back and win the Grey Cup in Calgary in 2026.
I think they have to be the favorites. When you look at the team consistently, now, of course, you can't predict injuries. I'm not putting that into anything. But when you look at the veterans of this group, the Trevor Harris being back and him coming off one of his best seasons, how they were able to overcome a bunch of adversity last year, the depth they have. Getting Trevor Harris back right now, I do still consider them the favorites because, I mean, we saw it all last year. It didn't matter who this team would put out there. Everyone, the depth pieces, the backups all came out and performed like starters. So I think now that Harris is back, you move them up as the favorite. I mean, it's tough to say, though. You got a lot of great young quarterbacks in this league right now. Who's to say they can beat Nathan Rourke again in the playoffs? Who's to say if they get Davis Alexander, if he's healthy, what happens? But right now, the Riders, to me, are the favorites for 2026.
You have to wonder what the plan past Trevor Harris in the quarterback room is. So there has to be those conversations happening right now. This gives them a little bit more time. Do they change their strategy from what they did last year to the upcoming year here, just because, again, there's going to be that urgency. Who's our future?
Nope. You bring back Trevor Harris because you're still in win now mode. Okay. I imagine they'll want to bring back Jake Mayer. I still think this team thinks very highly of Jake Mayer. Jack Cohn's the interesting one. He'll be brought back for a third training camp, we all assume. Does he take that step forward again? Does he continue to develop? They'll bring in another quarterback.
Bring back Tommy Stevens.
Well, Tommy Stevens. Tommy Stevens, Stone Cold Tommy Stevens, will be back. He's the best short yardage quarterback in the CFL. Sorry, but in terms of the next starting quarterback, you never know. I guess Tommy Stevens could.
No, Cody Fajardo was just a short yardage
absolutely
guy for 4 years.
You're right. I shouldn't say that, but I don't think this team is all that worried about the future as of now. They will approach that when it comes. Right now, they're thinking, let's run it back with this group.
Well, remember what all of Saskatchewan, not all of Saskatchewan, but a lot of people who are really, really in on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are looking at on the horizon is, that Curtis Rourke over there, who they drafted, who is injured in the NFL, hasn't really, now the 49ers working out other quarterback, where is his future? Maybe that comes to fruition in 2026 or 2027.
I mean, Ottawa right now with Ryan Dinwiddie going over there. Does he bring Nick Arbuckle over there? Does he like what Drew Brown has? There's a lot of moving parts in the CFL. There always is in terms of quarterbacks for the next upcoming seasons. I don't think the future right now is on top of mind for
It'll be interesting to see what happens with Curtis Rourke, though.
Yes.
Because he's going to start working out again, and he's going to want to have some sort of, I don't know, plan for his upcoming year. He took the year off to rest that knee that he wrecked in college. And I think if you've got a brother that went hard on the mat to try to make it in the NFL and it didn't work,
how hard are you going to really dig in, right?
Yeah, like how much time are you going to spend? How many years are you going to waste trying to get an NFL gig when there's a possibility that you could be a starter in the CFL?
And the cap continues to go up for the CFL. There's a TV deal coming up. That makes it a little bit easier for some of these Canadian guys to maybe come back to the CFL, and that you're not taking as big of a pay cut as you would have in previous years.
Next year's going to be a wild year for the quarterback.
Making the active roster as a quarterback in the NFL is getting you paid a lot more than the CFL. Practice roster? Nope. When you look at what Nathan Rourke can make now. And the marketing thing. Like, if Curtis Rourke were to come to Saskatchewan, his marketing budget, which does not count on the cap, would be six figures easily, which adds on to his salary as well. Trevor Harris has re-signed with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. How concerned are you that he will be 40 years old in training camp in May?
I mean, same concern as last time. What's the health going to be? He proved a lot of people wrong. A lot of us had concerns about them sticking with Trevor Harris. Is this really the best option? He went out, shut a lot of people up.
Yeah.
He can absolutely do it again. But for me to sit here and say I'm not concerned, I can't say that. There's always going to be that concern. But as you guys mentioned, Tom Brady played till he was 45. Yeah, guys are playing longer now.
My concern, like 2 years ago coming off the tibial plateau fracture, the concern was at a 7 on his age. Then it diminished to like a 5 last year. Now I'm probably at a 3. Like, there's always going to be that. Okay, but now he's just like,
that's
anybody?
A good breakdown. I think that's kind of how I had it in my mind as well. Right. I mean, it is. He did look tired a couple of times this year.
Well, he admitted he had some sort of shoulder issue at some point in the middle of the season.
You can't bounce back from games as quickly as you used to, those short turnarounds, long season. But Trevor Harris, all the credit to him. He puts in the work to get his body right. He does the research. He finds what's working for other people. He will try things to do it. And that's what's made him so good at this point in his career, is that he evolves. He doesn't just stay pat and kind of just let it work out. He evolves as an athlete.
1-877-332-8255. What's your reaction to the breaking news here on the Green Zone that Trevor Harris is back? He has signed a 1-year extension with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders after being the Grey Cup MVP, of course, just a month ago when they beat the Montreal Alouettes with a record-setting performance with completion percentage in a Grey Cup game. And the other thing, Britton, he just fits in Saskatchewan, right? The way he can, it just, you really feel he and Corey Mace, they're genuine guys.
Yeah.
On, off the field, everywhere, they're just genuine dudes to represent the Rough Riders. It's a great fit with Trevor Harris in Saskatchewan.
That's really been one of the biggest things. I think we can all admit when he first came here, we weren't sure because we just remembered him in Edmonton, right, with Jason Moss, Montreal. Yep. He has really embodied being in Saskatchewan, what this province is about, along with Corey Mace. You truly believe him when he says he wanted to be the quarterback here, even in Toronto. He wanted to be the guy. Guys come in and say that all the time, but you really feel like that was genuine from Trevor Harris, that he just fits here. He's talked about how everyone embraces his family, how it does feel like a second home, and it's genuine. That's the big thing about this whole Corey Mace era. Genuine people coming in and performing, and Trevor Harris just fits that mold so perfectly.
And I like that, Trevor, because I brought that up with him, and he said, I want to temper the enthusiasm on that story. Like, he was that real. He said, it's not like I wrote it on my goal board, mm-hmm. quarterback of the Rough Riders. It was just one of those, he walked in here one game and went, man, to be the quarterback here would be cool. And that's what he was thought about.
Yeah.
So when that came to an opportunity, he went, yeah, this is going to be cool to be the franchise guy in Saskatchewan.
I can't wait to find out what the saying's going to be on the next wristband now, next year.
Tomorrow. Got to ask him.
I'll have to ask if he has it yet. It might not be ready quite yet. But it's crazy to think that he's going to try to do something no other Riders quarterback has done.
Well, that's been brought up on text already.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you think about how long this franchise has been around. No quarterback has won two as the starter in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, Brad made sure to point that out. Jamie, back-to-back, question mark? Man, they've won five in the last 115 years. Chances of a back-to-back? Slim to none.
Does he get a statue if they go back-to-back? That's an interesting conversation to have.
Let's go back to back first before we have that conversation.
Yeah, I'd feel more comfortable.
You don't want to start that right now?
No, I'm good there.
Gino first. Gino and Roger Aldag deserve statues first. I'll say that. Two Sasky offensive linemen. Get those statues up and retire Gino's number, too. That is Britton Gray. He has a lot more coming up on CJME.com, CKOM.com. Look for the Blitz podcast. We waited for tonight to record it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
on the hunch that
the
Trevor
CFL's
Harris...
fastest growing podcast, the Blitz podcast. Get it where you listen or watch your fine podcast today.
Look for it on YouTube a little bit later. We'll be recording it tonight.
It's a little rougher on YouTube, maybe, I'll be honest.
Maybe 1 a.m. We'll see. Maybe wake up to it tomorrow morning.
I got YouTube on my, I can put it up on like everybody else on the planet, but I'm just figuring this out. You can put YouTube up on your TV.
You can get YouTube on TV.
You can. Yeah. This is new for me. And I can't imagine YouTube.
Our mugs on a 70-inch screen.
Yeah. Not good.
Just what
that
everybody
ruined
wants.
My night. I'd need five beer instead of three.
Now, coming up next, speaking of Grey Cups. It was a major day for the history of this trophy. We'll remember it next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Here comes Bailey. He's got it. 9-8-4, a world record for Donovan Bailey and a gold medal.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. It's better time as me. I'll be back.
On this day in sports history, as we discuss the MVP of the most recent Grey Cup, Trevor Harris re-signing with the Rough Riders, it was on this day, December the 4th, 1909. It was the first ever Grey Cup game. It was played Rosedale Field in Toronto against the University of Toronto Blues, who defeated the Toronto Parkdale Canoe Club 26-6 to end an undefeated season for the U of T Blues back in 1909.
It was the rowing team, but they also played football.
Well, it was more rugby at the time, but
that's fantastic.
Really,
so was it always the Grey Cup?
From 1909, there were like rugby things before that.
Yeah,
I forget what it was called before, but it was Earl Grey who donated the trophy.
Okay,
for the first Grey Cup played on this day, 1909.